every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And for more information on how to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, Rapala Pro Bob Downey joins us to talk about the Northern Swing, plus new products from Rapala and Crush City that debuted at ICAST. Also today, Elite Pro Kyle Patrick, 23rd in the AOI standings, will join us to tell us how a tick ended his season with two events to go. And in the leadoff, Dylan Filardo discusses his win on the Upper Chesapeake Bay in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open last week. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're going to have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winners Circle and getting the win last week and securing a spot in the Bassmaster Classic coming up in March. Was Dylan Filardo, and he is a guide over on Lake Chickamauga in Tennessee. He's been there for about 6 years or so, but that's not where he's originally from. But he got the win at the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at the Upper Chesapeake Bay, presented by Seven, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Dylan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm still on cloud nine over here, that's for sure.
The check is nice. The qualifying for the EQs, where you got to make a run at the elites, is great. But you're in the Bassmaster Classic. I mean, you know, that's pretty strong stuff. Which of those things was the most exciting for you?
Definitely qualifying for the Classic. I mean, that's been a dream of mine since I was a child, and I've watched every single one of them on YouTube. I've always dreamed, you know, being there one day. I just, you know, chasing this dream the very first year and qualifying for it is pretty special and awesome.
Have you ever been to a Classic?
I have been to one Classic, yes. Okay. I went to Hartwell a few years back.
Now, and this one is just up the road for you, not too far from home, up in Knoxville. So that's got to be pretty cool. Do you have any experience, though, fishing up there? Because a lot of the guys, you know, they always say with Brandon Lester, oh, he's a local, you know, because he lives in the state of Tennessee. And Lester is like, I'm not driving by Wheeler, Gunnersville, Chickamauga, Nickajack to get to Knoxville to go fish up there at Fort Loudoun.
Exactly.
Do you get much action up there? Have you been up there much?
No, not at all. I mean, just like he said, you know, I've got Chickamauga out my back door, then Nickajack and Gunnersville. I mean, it's hard to drive up to Knoxville and not fish those lakes.
Yeah, you'll have an opportunity to practice on that. Now we're catching up with Dylan as he is, in the off day before things get started on the St. Lawrence River. So we don't know exactly how it's gone for him there. But what your position right now in Division One, you know, on the Angler of the Year standings, you're in great shape. You're in the top 10 there. So basically, all you had to do was not fall out of the boat at the St. Lawrence, and you're in pretty good shape.
Yes, yeah. I moved up after that win, so, you know, I'm excited, but I'm going to try as hard as I can to catch the biggest bag, and I'm around real big fish. I found big fish for this event, and if I can get five of those things to bite, I should be in really, really good shape.
Talk about...
I want to win another one now.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, why not win another one? That's a great place to win. And then you're not too far from where the EQs will start over there in Champlain. You'll get a chance to go over there and kind of check that out before it goes off limits.
Yes.
Talk about...
Yes, that would be great.
Talk about the Upper Chesapeake Bay, though, because my understanding is that you didn't have any experience at all on a tidal fishery. You know, what did you find that fit your eye there, because you know you caught them really good there?
Yeah, you know, it just kind of clicked and made sense to me in practice. You know, the first day I was on the flats, I figured out in low tide that they were really grouped up, and you know, just the sweet spots in the grass, and you know, I covered a lot of water. And I will say one thing I forgot to mention on my Skeeter boat is everyone is out there graphing grass, right? Because a lot of us first time, never been, there's not much research you can do on the Upper Chesapeake through like YouTube and all of that. So on my Skeeter, my through hole transducer, everyone is just scanning at, you know, 2 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour, looking for grass lines. The entire time I was on pad, 40 miles an hour on that flat, just zigzagging and marking all my grass lines going 40.
Wow.
Instead of scanning at 3 miles an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was able to cover so much grass and find so much more grass, I think, than most of the anglers. And then I would just, once I would do it for like an hour, and I would find 15 grass lines. Mm. And I would just go back and bounce around and see which ones had fish.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the biggest key was being able to really burn one spot down day one, day two, and then save that last area for day three. And it just hadn't been touched.
Yeah. Well, biggest bag of day three with 21 pounds, 4 ounces. Yeah, 22.7 on day one, 19.6 on day two. I fished that place out of Harvard de Grace back years ago in a Red Man event, and it wasn't like that.
Oh, nice.
I mean, you know what I mean? We were catching 60 pounds. I mean, you got to be kidding me, you know, with this, total. I mean, that place, you know, it was pretty good, you know, pretty fishy place. Talk about the technique that you used when you did find them.
Yeah, so I caught some really big fish in practice on a square bill on a blackback chartreuse with like a perch-colored Yozuri square bill.
Mm-hmm.
I just put the wind at my back and just making really, really far casts. The first day, I could scope the fish a little bit, you know, see them in the holes, pitch to them, throw a little worm at them, a drop shot. And then on day two, it was like you couldn't get close to them. They got so pressured. If they were within, you know, sight of your scope, you just weren't catching them, for me at least. So I would just put the wind at my back and just bomb cast a chatterbait or a square bill as far as I could, you know, 130, 140, 150 foot casts, and just covering a ton of water.
That spot you found on Championship Friday was only a couple of feet of water, right? A little bit of a clear spot and a couple of feet of water, and it was a magic hole. I mean, you had a couple of 5-pounders in there, you had a bunch of 4-pounders in there, which was something. But were you using your forward facing sonar much on that, or was that something that, okay, I found it, and now I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to throw that ping out there. I'm going to go ahead and just fish it.
Yeah, no, I didn't even have my live scope on.
There you go.
I it was all visual. I could see that 100-yard, or it wasn't that long, maybe a couple hundred feet, that stretch. Mm-hmm. You could see that the grass was a lot higher, and then you could visually see the current break. So I was just standing up there and making sure all my casts were perfectly down that current break and just going a foot, you know, foot different every time.
Yeah. Dylan Filardo with us coming off of his win at the Upper Chesapeake. He's a guide at Chickamauga Lake. All right, so obviously the goal is to make the elites. Are you going to continue guiding at Chick? I mean, can people book you now for Chick? You know, you're going to be up north for a little while yet, but how's that working out? How's the business?
Well, I have a partner, Tanner, and he is also full-time. You know, we own the tackle shop together, Talking Tackle. It's right next to Chester Cross Park, and it's a full high-end tackle shop with the lodge, and I got 3 rooms for clients to stay. So when I'm gone, Greg and Tanner are covering the shop, doing all the guiding, and then when I come back, you know, then I can book my trips for when I'm home. And so it's a cool little gig over there at Talking Tackle.
Yeah, that is nice. That is sweet. I'm looking at it on the website right now. Folks can check it out at talkingtackle.com. No G in there, just talkingtackle.com. Yep. Dylan Filardo has been our guest. Well, Dylan, congratulations. I will see you, Lord willing, right there at Champlain coming up when the EQs get started in September. And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Dylan Filardo getting a win there. That Talking Tackle place is pretty cool, man. You got to go check that out. All right, we got a break in here. We'll come back. We've got more for you coming up right after this on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now I tell you, this is a scary story that popped this week. Kyle Patrick's having a nice season. I mean, he's firmly in the Classic, 23rd in the points, kind of just cruising along. He's had a top 10. He had a top 15 at 10 killer, was top 10 at the tank. And so he's kind of moving along pretty good. And then he got sick. And then he found out that his heart was huge. And it all had to do with a tick bite, which is crazy to think about. But the Cooperstown, New York pro in his second season on the Elites joins us now on the VMC hook. And Kyle, we always say, you know, how you doing? But with you, we really want to know, how are you doing?
Oh, man. I feel the problem is I feel fine. I feel great, actually. But it's almost worse because I know that, you know, I can't get my heart rate up for at least 2 months minimum because of this inflammation. So, like, I feel great, but I can't, like, even walk more than a mile because of all these restrictions due to this heart enlargement, this myocarditis that I had, so... I'm okay physically, mentally. I need to get used to this because it's tough for me not to be constantly moving.
I mean, what you know? Well, let's go back to set up the story, and then we'll talk about how you are now. Let's talk about the origin of this whole thing. At some particular point in time, you got bit by a tick, and you didn't even know it, right? I mean, you didn't. It's not like, oh, look, there's a tick on me, and you go in there and try to pull it out and all that kind of stuff. You didn't even really know it. It started out with you being sick, right?
Yeah, so I got really, really sick, aches, could not hardly get out of bed. Got, you know, 103-degree fever, horrible feeling. And then basically I got put on, I went and did a tick panel because it was actually my dad. He said, look, the tick-borne illnesses are running rampant. Just go get tested. And they put me, and they found out that I had anaplasmosis, but I caught it early. So they put me on doxycycline, the strong antibiotic, gets rid of it. This was before ICAST. And then Friday before ICAST, I felt way better, actually substantially better. So I went tournament bass fishing Saturday, Sunday. And then sort of Sunday morning, I started feeling this like chest pain. But I didn't really think anything of it because I'm a 28-year-old healthy male, you know, like I'm totally fine. And I just thought I slept on it wrong. But then Monday morning I woke up and my chest pain was like off the charts bad. So I drove myself to the ER really quickly because I knew something was off. And they basically figured out that, I mean, my troponin levels, which is a chemical your heart releases, your normal troponin levels are 3 to 7. Mine were like 8,800.
Well, that's not
so
good.
Like, I was basically having a heart attack because my heart was so big. Because it had swelled up.
Yeah.
And so it was definitely crazy situation, and it was from the anaplasmosis. It happens, but it's very rare. That's what they said.
So they put, well, we've always said you had a big heart, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, that's you could be sponsored by Carl Jacobson. Fear my heart. Yeah, I got your heart right here. You know what I mean? You dumb side show your heart. But you know, so they tell you that's it. You got to shut it down because you can't get too excited. You don't want to get too up or too down. Now the question is, so now you're just laying around a little bit. You live in Cooperstown. They just had the Hall of Fame inductions. I don't know if you're a baseball fan, you're a football fan, you got games. I mean, you got to be like really calm. Are you just like watching Bassmaster TV on the Roku channel now, just like laying low? Or, you know, what is your day consist of? And you're wearing this vest around, this defibrillator vest, just in case you fall out.
I know. It's ridiculous, honestly. It's so annoying. But I'm not going to argue with the doctors, so I'll wear it. Hopefully not the full 3 months, but we'll see what the EKG and all that stuff looks like. But no, I'm just, kind of hanging around, you know, watching some Game of Thrones. I literally don't know. Watching Bassmaster kind of makes me sad right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I just want to be fishing. I mean, it's freaking July 30th, like just peak summer, New York, and I can't even be out on the boat right now. So it's like.
So you couldn't even go out and just. You couldn't just go out and like scope? Or, you know what I mean? You couldn't just go out and do some graphing or whatever, just kind of drive around on the boat?
No? I think in the next couple weeks, I'll be able to do, you know, some smaller stuff like that, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks down the road. But I mean, the problem is with the heat, it's not recommended that you're out there in 90 degree heat for 8 hours, you know? So. Like, because literally my heart's so fragile right now, they said, that any sort of, like, I can't go in the jacuzzi, I can't take a hot shower for too long. Like, I mean, it's like, I feel like a 97-year-old male.
So it's like it's got to create a little stress mentally. You're just sitting there, like, waiting, you know, making sure that that thing continues to pump the way it's supposed to pump, and that nothing gets you excited, right? I mean, that's the thing. Wife, you know, you got to keep the wife away from you. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying there? You can't have her, you know. It's terrible. I mean, you know, that's just, you don't want her walking by in a bathing suit or anything like that. So you got to keep her away. You know, I mean, it's just, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
Beyonce is not allowed to wear tight clothing around her house.
None of that going on. What about tackle? Can you like, go out to the shop and just do tackle? You know, just like reorganize the boat and do stuff like that?
Yeah, I think eventually I'll be organizing a bunch of tackle and stuff like that. I mean, I don't really have anything else to do, and it'll be a good time to go through a bunch of the, you know, I mean, I've got like piles and piles of X Zone baits and, you know, Strike King jerk baits and all kinds of crap everywhere. So I got to go probably organize that and figure that out. And then, just wait for next season. I'm going to try to fish a few tournaments, you know, because I won't be fishing any, you know, in the next couple months. So I'm going to try. Mid-October, I should be able to go 100%. That's what they said.
You know, because I was going to say, you know, you're qualified to fish the EQs. And, of course, the first one's mid-September. So that would be a little tight, the one at Champlain, right up the road from you.
Yeah, so. And I thought about fishing it, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, if I'm not going to finish up, like, if I'm trying to get my heart to 100%, not have any issues, it'd be the dumbest thing ever to fish Champlain and have an issue in the EQs that then ruins my elite season in 26.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm like, I'm not doing that crap. I thought about it. I might sign up just for the EQ on Okeechobee just as a fun tournament, basically.
Well, 75 grand to win too. I mean, that doesn't suck, but it would obviously if you fished all three, obviously it gets you back into the classic if you win one of them. I mean, 23rd in the points, that had to be, that's got to be heartbreaking for you because you're 23rd in the points. You're in great shape, and you've got, you know, St. Clair and Upper Mississippi. Chances are you were going to do well there, certainly well enough to keep yourself in the classic. Do you even make – and I haven't talked to anybody. I got no sway. I got no nothing to do with it. But I almost felt – the first thing I felt was, is there any kind of – dispensation in something like this where a guy's in the top 25 and has a medical that keeps him out of the last two tournaments where they would still add you to the classic? You know, you could be the 56th guy.
I tried.
Yeah, did you try? Yeah.
I tried. Not going to happen. Look, I get it. I didn't even try for me. Yeah. I just said you could think about this rule for the future.
Yeah.
Which was what you said. Top 25, you're in. The problem is it could get abused, you know, if there was a bad schedule for someone. There's a lot of things. Like, I think it's the first time that really a medical exemption's been used or a hardship's been used with someone that's in the top, like, 30 in AOI.
Right, right.
Or top 40. Like, usually it's used by guys that aren't doing as well.
Right.
I mean, that's just the truth.
The mystery injury. The way, oh, my back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, this is my last year. Oh, my back hurts. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What happened? What if you were top five? I mean, God forbid something like this happened to one of the guys that's like right near the top competing for AOI, and then that's it. They're done. Their year is over. They can't fish the Classic.
Here's
no matter
the deal.
What. Oh, man.
If I was top five,
you'd be out there.
I would literally just launch my boat in the morning and then get in the truck.
There you
and
go.
Sit there.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But this, where I'm at, the lowest I could finish is probably 45th in AOI or 50th maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just not worth it with the average AOI that I want to keep. And, like, I'm not going to go out and zero in a tournament on purpose.
Yeah.
But if I had, like, you know, 600 points, yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, Kyle Patrick with his season comes to an end with a tick bite. I mean, just ridiculous. It made his heart a third larger than it is. Very rare condition that he has, and he's wearing a defibrillator vest. Is the vest waterproof or what? I mean, you know.
No.
So you don't want to fall in the water with the vest on.
No. Yeah,
that would be bad.
No, you don't want to do anything with this on, man. Like, And part of it's good because I'm wearing it and it reminds me that I have a problem.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because, like I said, I can't feel anything wrong other than I get out of breath a little easier because, you know,
yeah,
the heart and the blood and whatever. But, I mean, other than that, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with me. So the vest kind of reminds me, like, yeah, your heart's still inflamed and
hey,
all
you got
messed up.
You got a lot of years. You got a lot of years ahead of you. Just get right. I mean, we you know, we're having fun with it, but just get right, and we'll keep you on the prayer list. Make sure your heart gets back down to the normal size and everything is good for the 2026 season. Kyle Patrick has been our guest. Kyle, we appreciate you. Lay low. Watch some Bassmaster TV and watch some baseball or something. Baseball, you won't get too excited if you watch baseball. You know what I mean? It'll kind of put you to sleep.
No, I get bored watching baseball.
That's what I'm saying. It'll keep you. You don't have to worry about your heart blowing up if you're watching baseball.
Exactly.
I appreciate you, man. Good stuff. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Thanks.
Kyle Patrick. He's in good spirits about this whole deal. All right. We'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a Rapala Pro about a number of things. And Bob Downey is in the top 20 in the points, looking good as he heads north. I don't know how he feels about St. Clair, but I know he loves the upper Mississippi River, so we'll get into that with him as well. He's in excellent position to make another Bassmaster Classic. He also spent the week at ICAST helping Rapala roll out some new products as well. And it was one I got to ask him. I forgot to ask him about this when I was setting up the interview, but I got to ask him about something that was in the background behind him when he was doing one of the videos for Rapala and for Crush City, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Bob, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Tom. I'm doing good. Doing good. Just running some errands, getting ready to head out for St. Clair in a few days.
So I'm watching the videos of you know, showing some of the new products. And over your left shoulder, and when you were in that area where the tools were, you know, all the pliers and all that kind of miscellaneous stuff, over your left shoulder, there was something that looked like a bag. It wasn't a weigh-in bag. It was something that looks like it folds up or some kind of a wrap or something. What was that? It had Rapala logos on it. There was two of them, a skinnier one and then a wider one.
Yeah, they're tackle bags or storage bags, if nice. You will. There's kind of a more of a cubicle version, like a rectangle shape.
Yeah.
For, you know, like a use putting your plastics in there in single file order. And then there's also flatter ones, small size and larger size. So yeah, I've been using them quite a bit this summer already.
Yeah. It's got to be something new because it's not on the site, I noticed. So that'll be rolled out, I'm sure, at some point in time, shortly. How do you store? I had like my freeloaders and stuff in a box. And I love the Rapala boxes. I mean, you know, they're tremendous. But they melted on me. They, you know, some plastics, they don't know problem. Other plastics, they melt on you. How do you store yours? Do you keep them in the bags? Are you using that new bag? Or do you put them in boxes?
I do a mix of a few different things. For, like, my standard stuff that I feel like I'm going to have in the boat all year long, I typically take my plastics out of the bags and put them in your storage boxes, those yeah. wrap stack boxes. And I do that with my freeloaders, and I haven't had them melt. I know the mooch minnows, like anything that's made out of that TPE material, the stretching material, you want to keep in the bag. So
yeah.
For that stuff, I have to keep in bags. And then there's certain tournaments, you know, we go to like a Tennessee River in the summertime where I'm throwing a big 10-inch worm, and, you know, I don't always keep those in my boat, and that's stuff that I have to interchange
right.
here and there. Or when we go to smallmouth country, there's stuff that I keep in the boat only for those tournaments, and that's when I'm using those bags more so than the boxes.
Yeah, that's I'm right with you on that. But I had put my freeloaders in a box, and for some reason they all melted. I don't know. I mean, I know it was hot out there. You know, I mean, this is Tennessee, not Minnesota, so I know it was hot. But it was the only thing that you know that melted. It was kind of weird. Bob Downey with us here. All right, let's talk first about, I remember back we had the DT6 and the DT10, and I'm like, you know, it'd be nice to have something in between those. And of course the DT8 came out and that was great. And then we got the DT10 and the DT14, and I was like, it wouldn't be bad to have something in between those two. And sure enough, here comes the DT12. Tell us about that. The size of the bait, is it a DT10 size bait with a bigger lip? Tell us a little bit about that and the application for that bait.
Yeah, it's a DT10 size body with just a bigger lip, so it's going to dive a hair deeper. And for me, it's going to be more of that mid-range application, obviously, which is, in our world, can be a bit of a sneaky range at times. You know, I see it for you know, on a grass lake, you might have a bare spot in the middle of that grass in a mid-depth range, and that's where I'm going to apply that. Or, you know, here in the Midwest, we have a lot of lakes that get a heavy algae bloom in the summertime, so the grass line only goes out to 8 to 10 feet or less, and so there's a lot of bare rock and gravel in that 12-foot range and or 10-foot range, you know, and that's where that DT-12 is really going to shine for me. And honestly, for St. Clair, I'll probably have a few on too. You know, cranking can be a big deal out there for smallies, and there's a lot of that, you know, 14 to 16 foot water out there, and you can burn that crankbait just over the tops of that sand grass, and that 12 footer might be just perfect for out there.
When that answers this question a little bit, maybe, you know, when you're throwing a crankbait, do you prescribe to the theory that, or subscribe to this theory that you want, if you're in 10 feet of water, you want a 12, if you're in 6 feet of water, you want to throw an 8, you know, you want to throw something that definitely is bouncing off the bottom, or is it okay to go over the top of some stuff?
I think it depends on the lake and what I'm targeting. I'd say, you know, 80% of the time I'm wanting to grind that bait into the bottom. Mm-hmm. There's certain times with smallmouth, for example, St. Clair, where if you grind bottom, you're just going to be coming back with sand grass the whole time. So right. you got to keep it above it, and you're trying to imitate those perch and bait fish that are flying around above the grass and trying to create a reaction strike. So smallmouth, there's times where you want to keep it off the bottom for sure. But I would say for the most part, you're wanting to grind it in the bottom.
Yeah, Rapala Pro Bob Downey with us here coming off of iCast, some of the new lures that came out. Now, I'm a topwater freak, so I love the way this new. I haven't seen one yet. Don't have one in my hand yet. Dan Quinn promised he's going to send me a couple to check out. But this this plopper-style bait with a metal rotating blade on the back, but the little blade that's on the top that it's hitting and it's making a racket. Talk about that. And the other part of that that I really like is the keel, because I know, you know, when I throw that type of a bait, a plopper type bait, a lot of times the thing runs on its side, and I love this keel idea. Does it really straighten it out?
Yeah, so there's a couple, I guess, improved features on this bait compared to what's out there right now. And obviously the plopper style bait has been around for a bit and it catches them pretty good. But this clap tail that we have from Rapala is, you know, a really cool twist on that. It's got that blade on the top. So every time the propeller comes around, it's clacking that blade. Hence the name, the clap tail. And so it makes a loud sound on the retrieve. And then, like you said, that keel on the bottom keeps that bait running true and straight when it comes back. And it's not only important for making the bait run straight, but when a fish comes up and eats that bait from the bottom, those treble hooks are in a down position to kick off to the side. And right. So you're going to have a better chance of, you know, hooking that fish and landing it. So we've got some cool features on there. The middle treble on that bait too revolves in a 360 degree fashion as well. Mm. So the keeper for that treble on it spins, and so the fish have less leverage to throw that bait too, which is really key in landing fish on it as well. But definitely a cool one that I've thrown quite a bit already this summer and caught quite a few smallmouth on it around the house.
Yeah, and of course those are good VMC hooks, so those are sticky hooks. You don't have to worry about changing the hooks out. It comes out of the box with those VMC coated hooks, I think.
Yeah, it's got the hybrids on it, the VMC hybrid trebles, which are really sturdy hooks. You're not going to be able to, they're not going to have to swap them out for sure.
Yeah. All right, then let's talk about Crush City and, you know, new sizes coming out for the freeloader and that little jerk as well. Now, you like, you know, throwing that little jerk for the smallmouth, I suppose, but I know that, you know, for me, where I live in the Mid-South and the Tennessee River area, man, that big freeloader is going to come into play. Talk about those baits.
Yeah, we just kind of filled out our minnow lineup and bait fish profiles in the Crush City this year. We've got a small 2.5-inch mooch minnow, a big 4.5-inch mooch minnow, and then we've got a bigger 5.25 and 6.25 freeloader. And then we've got the jerk now, which is a 3.75-inch minnow. So we've got a lot of offerings depending on your situation, whether it's smallmouth, largemouth, spotted bass, up north in the Midwest, down on the Tennessee River. That jerk is made out of TPE material, so it's stretchy material. You're going to be able to put it on a jig head with a dab of super glue and fish it for quite a while. We needed less action minnow. You know, that mooch minnow's got a little kick to it, which can be key at times, but there's also times they don't want that either. So the jerk kind of fills out that profile, whether it's on a jig head or on a drop shot. If you spine rig it too, it's a really good option. Those bigger freeloaders are cool. That's probably what I'm most excited about and that I have the most experience with. I used that 5 1/4 quite a bit last year, actually for smallmouth, up north, and it was really eye-opening for me. You know, smallmouth, they'll take down a 6 to 8 inch perch or an alewife, no problem, more often than we think. And so sometimes bumping up to that 5 1/4, 6 1/4 inch minnow profile is a really big deal, because they see a lot of 3 to 4 inch ones these days. Everybody's onto the program now. Everyone's throwing a 3 to 4 incher, which certainly can catch them at times. But if you're dealing with pressured fish that are being stingy, sometimes a bigger profile will trigger them better than you may think.
Yeah, Bob Downey closing in on $500,000 in winnings on the Bassmaster Elite Trail. And on the jerk shad, or on that little jerk, is it too big to use as a trailer on a chatterbait? Because, I like that action that would have, but I don't know if it's a little bit too big for that, or can you use that as a trailer as well?
No, you could definitely use it. I mean, people use the 4 1/4 freeloader all the time on a chatterbait, and so that the jerk is only 3 3/4, so it's just under 4 inches. So you could certainly use it on a trailer. Now they've got like the Baby Jack or the Mini Max, those smaller chatterbait profiles. It'd be perfect on that too.
All right, that's good news. All right, let's spend a minute on your season. A couple of top tens, a couple of top fives, including out at Ten Killer. You're coming off of that with some momentum. Top 20 right now in the point, and you head to St. Clair. You've had some success on St. Clair in the past, and then of course, the Mississippi River, the Upper Mississippi River, which is your wheelhouse. Just talk about your thoughts going into those two deals in August.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited to be going to both of them. I love smallmouth fishing. I grew up doing it, so I feel real comfortable. I've been to St. Clair a handful of times, and it's a unique smallmouth fishery. It's very featureless, so it makes it a challenge that way a bit, and they're getting a lot more pressure now too, but hopefully go out there and have a decent event. And then, we finish off at the Mississippi River and La Crosse. And I grew up fishing pools kind of 2 through 5 or 6. So La Crosse is a little bit further downriver, but I have spent a decent amount of time there. Not as much, I'd say, in the last 4 to 5 years since I moved to northern Minnesota, but I still feel comfortable there. That river changes every year. I haven't been there yet this year. I didn't go in pre-practice. So I'll need to put in my time and be full days of practice in to make sure I find that needle in a haystack, which is usually what it is down there. But I love fishing there. But you can never be overconfident. You know, I need to put in the time, put in the work, and put my best foot forward, you might say, to make sure that we get into the Classic for the next year.
Over or under, how many boats would be in Anchor Bay at St. Clair?
Oh, geez. I'd say, last time we were there a couple of years ago, I think it was over half the field. It wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. My rookie year when we were there, I was in Anchor Bay and there weren't many other people around, and then it seemed to kind of word got out last time we were there. I'm going to try and avoid it myself.
Oh, really?
But I just kind of like to try and find my own stuff personally, but that doesn't mean I might end up there too. Who knows? If it's tough elsewhere, I might be right in the crowd. But yeah, it'll probably play again. It definitely, for whatever reason, has the last few times we've been there.
And you never know, some of them river rats may head up the river as well. You know, get into St. Clair River, down to Detroit River. We'll see what happens with that. Bob Downey has been our guest. Bob, I appreciate you so much. Good luck up north, and we will certainly see you out there on the trail. Look forward to the Classic in March as well. You just keep hammering away.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. That's Rapala Pro, Bob Downey. Good dude right there. All right, we get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you.
A tick
Can you believe it? A tick brought an end to Kyle Patrick's season as he was steamrolling towards his third Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic in March on a Tennessee River out of Knoxville. So the story there is, if you're an outdoorsman and you are sick for an extended period of time, you might want to get a tick panel done through a simple blood test. Now, Patrick didn't even know that he was bitten by a tick. That's how crazy that story is. Now, regarding the Classic, my first thought was, man, isn't there a way to let this guy in that is that high in the standings? And then I thought, what if it were someone in the top five or the AOI leader? Well, I guess at that point, you launch the boat and you put it back on the trailer and take last place. But I get it. And that's why making the Classic is so tough. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.